Welcome to the Treasure Corner. I'm Dan Hughes. I've been metal detecting for over 30 years, and I've accumulated several large boxes of treasure magazines. My oldest is from 1969. And I've decided to sell them, so I'm going through each and every magazine to list what states and what specific topics are covered in each one. Here's an article about a buried treasure from a stagecoach robbery in Kansas. Here's one about a lost gold mine near the Grand Canyon. Here's one about bank robbery loot in Indiana. Here's one about the Oak Island treasure pit, and one about the Beale Code. Let me tell you, it's a lot harder going through these magazines than I thought it would be, because I want to just stop and read all these stories. I find them even more fascinating now than I did the first time around. Maybe it's because I'm older and more, mature now. But even more fun than the articles are the ads. It's like a play-by-play history of the development of the metal detector. BFO units are the norm in the early issues. Those were the beat frequency oscillator detectors that putt-putted like a motorboat and then revved up when you hit something. The first detector I had is here, a Jetco BFO that cost $29.95 at a Woolco store. Remember Woolco stores? They were like Kmart's, but they were owned by Woolworth's. Kmart's, of course, were owned by Kresge's. Anyway, my second find with that $30 detector was a gold high school ring, and that's a major reason that I got hooked on this hobby forever. After the BFOs were the TR machines, the transmitter receivers. They beeped rather than putt-putted, and it was a lot easier to hear your target. Next came the TR discriminator, a real step up. You didn't have to dig bottle caps anymore. And then the VLF detector, a machine that used a very low frequency to punch down deeper than ever. But the first VLF detectors couldn't discriminate, and you had to swing them so fast your arm ached. Next came the combination TR-VLF. You had both modes, but you could only use one at a time. So you picked either dig all the pull tabs, nails, and bottle caps for good depth, or settle for less depth but less trash. A lot of people got really good at quickly switching between those two modes. While going through these magazines, I noticed that they have their own personalities. Long John Latham, who published True Treasure and Treasure World, printed stories that were heavy on lost mines out west and buried robbery loot and sunken treasure ships in the rest of the country. Latham finally retired from the magazine business to run a chain of treasure ranches where treasure hunters could vacation and camp and hunt for silver, gold, and precious stones. The later magazines concentrate more on coin shooting and how to get the most out of your detector, with lots of Consumer Reports-type evaluations of new detectors. These stories are more practical for modern treasure hunters, but those old lost mine stories can really fire up the imagination. While I'm talking about treasure magazines, here's a question for you. Should you subscribe to the modern magazines? There are only two of them left, Lost Treasure and Western and Eastern Treasures. They are pricey. In 1969, you paid $5 for a two-year subscription to True Treasure. Now, a one-year subscription to Lost Treasure is $34, and to Western and Eastern Treasures, $33. That's $67 a year for both, and as far as I know, these prices are never discounted. And they both have websites where you can read much of their material on the internet, so whether to subscribe or not is a tough call. One complaint I have with these magazines is that they never give bad reviews to any detector. And I can understand that because the manufacturers advertise in these magazines, and a bad review could cost them a big sponsor. So just take these reviews with a grain of salt and check on the internet discussion groups to find out what real users think of the different machines. So far, I have maybe 10% of my magazines cataloged. Like I said, it's a very slow process and could keep me busy for several weeks. But it's a fun busy, and I'm enjoying it immensely. If you'd like to see what I'm doing and what I've got, it's all on the internet at treasuremagazines.info. Not .com, that's treasuremagazines.info, I-N-F-O. As always, thanks for listening, and read more of my articles at the bottom of my book page at treasuremanual.com. Until next time, from the Treasure Corner, I'm Dan Hughes.